producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Once again, here we are kicking things off on America Tonight, and we always like to welcome to the show our pals from Talk Radio News, the true insiders in Washington, D.C. Justin Duckham joins us this time around. Hey, Justin, how was your weekend?
Hey, it was pretty good, low-key. You know, after last week with Cantor and all that big news, it was certainly needed.
Yeah, and then we kick things off, though, and what the conversation about on the Hill, a lot of it is about Iraq and what's going to happen there. What were some of the rumblings today?
Well, you know, the big news, of course, was announced relatively late today. The White House announced that the U.S. is going to be sending about 275 military personnel to Iraq in order to aid the relocation of embassy personnel in Baghdad. This is primarily being viewed as a way to try to avoid another Benghazi situation, but nevertheless raises eyebrows, particularly since this was announced not long after the president appeared just off the Rose Garden and said that no combat troops were going to be sent to Iraq. So that's going to be driving a conversation for a good chunk of this week, you can imagine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, you have the whole idea of Iran, the U.S., Iran, talking about the situation in Iraq. In Geneva, they're saying the State Department confirmed that today. That's pretty big.
Exactly. And today we had some remarks from John Kerry, the Secretary of State, saying that the U.S. essentially shouldn't rule out partnering with Iran in order to de-escalate the current violence in Iraq. He said that the U.S. is, and I'm quoting here, open to any constructive process here that can minimize the violence, hold Iraq together, and maintain the integrity of the country and eliminate the presence of outside terrorist forces. So this, of course, is coming after years of pretty tough talk in Iran, and is certainly coming as a surprise for many Americans who view these people as sort of, our sworn enemies.
So you mentioned bouncing back from the Middle East. You mentioned, of course, getting rest after the whole craziness of Eric Cantor losing in the primary. And now we hear that there's a three-way race pretty much for the House Majority Whip that's up for grabs because of that. Is Congressman Kevin Kennedy, the Republican from California, is he appear to be the front runner?
Yeah, this is Kevin McCarthy, actually. He is viewed as the sort of establishment choice, the front runner. There is also Raul Labrador, who is viewed as sort of a, Tea Party sort of alternative to this, although there are still some members of the Republican Party who don't think that he, was hard enough on amnesty since he was, a mild supporter of the Dream Act. Nevertheless, this is, shaping up to be pretty interesting. The final vote is taking place on Thursday. And, McCarthy has served a relatively short time in the House. He's only been here for about 8 years, and he's going to be, pretty close to the speakership if, Boehner decides at the end of the day that he does not necessarily want that position anymore. And it also raises some serious questions since, in his position, he was not really the best majority whip, and that's sort of something that hasn't really been talked about that much. As majority whip, your job is to really, pardon the expression, whip people into shape to get them the vote and to maintain a proper count. And on both counts, he was not necessarily very good. We saw a lot of situations where House leaders moved forward with votes that ended up getting canceled or were held and ended up being sort of an embarrassing defeat for the Republican leaders. So it's sort of an odd choice to see him as the natural successor considering his track record.
Yeah, interesting. All right, so we'll keep an eye on what's happening there. And then the Supreme Court with this straw purchases, the guns, saying it's illegal. And this was a pretty close vote, wasn't it?
It was. I believe it was 5-4 among the expected lines. This was basically on, the idea of straw purchasing, whether or not it was illegal to purchase a weapon for somebody else and then give it to them. This is springing from an ex-cop who sold a gun to, I believe, one of his relatives in order to get a discount on the weapon. And even though he signed a statement saying that this was indeed for him, there was apparently some judicial leeway there that the court has now sort of clarified, maintaining that This is, in fact, something that is not just illegal, but something that can be proven in a courtroom setting, since, you know, for so long there's sort of some ambiguity over how you can exactly prove that somebody purchased a weapon via, you know, just to sell it elsewhere.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that a lot on America Tonight. You can weigh in, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Justin Duckham, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So one of the things that we talked about there from the get-go, politically speaking, the U.S. and Iran actually hold very, very brief discussions. Can you imagine hand-in-hand working together for Iraq? The United States could end up cooperating. That's the way it looks. As you heard Justin talking about Secretary of State John Kerry, he's suggesting that this is a real possibility. Pentagon people are denying that there's any kind of military coordination that they're expecting in the future, which would seem very, very odd. But they're not ruling out anything at this point, because what's constructive? How do you piece together, hold together Iraq? The integrity, the fabric of that country, is it even possible? And those terrorist forces that are creeping in and ripping it apart from the inside out, at what price? So this is the first time we've had anyone say anything about, a public statement anyway, about the Islamic jihadist militants and what's going on in that country. And we've seen northern Iraq fall completely out of its government's hands. I mean, let's face it. That's why we're ushering out all of our people, getting them out of the $75 million fortress, which that supposedly was why it was built, but apparently it's not good enough. So that's the send in the Marine moves that was made, the 275 troops that Justin mentioned, to make sure it was smooth and there weren't any problems. At this point, they're not working on, military-wise, officially they're not working on any kind of plan to cooperate with Iran, to consult on any kind of military actions. It would seem so anti what we're about, too, in hooking up with them. But ISIS is moving in, and they're moving on past the north and going to every spot that they can possibly think of that they can rip apart, and offering money to people who join up. I'll say it again. When you have the military shedding their uniforms and running in the opposite direction and just dropping their weapons, which then are absconded by these ISIS thugs. So how many tanks of ours do they have? How many weapons that we gave Iraq? How many of those are in their hands? The images are horrifying of some of the things that they've done. We've talked about the beheadings and some of the other things that they've done in the places that they've already been. After how many days of violent movement, the Iraqi Air Force destroyed finally a convoy of about 15 tanks and Humvees and that kind of stuff that were carrying some of their fighters. They were headed for Mosul, and they were headed to yet another couple of towns, and they were able to take them out. The Air Force killed about 200, supposedly, neighborhood. The band plays on. All right, so coming up next year on America Tonight, huge win, World Cup win for the United States. What happened? It was unbelievable. How many of you were watching? Oh, I hope some of you were. We got the details coming up on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Grind. It's going to go down to the wire and against a very, very strong Ghana side. When I said it after the game to the players too, I was still convinced we're going to win this game even after the equalizer. I had the feeling that another two, three opportunities will come, and we just need to use one of those opportunities, which then happened. So this is definitely the start that we wanted. They worked hard for it. And it's just a good feeling to have the first 3 points.
You got the go-ahead goal from Brooks on the set piece. And then we did a good job of grinding out the result. And, it's a huge 3 points for us. We did play our best game, but we ground out the result. I think we showed a lot of character.
Wow, USA, was I jacked up? And probably the rest of you in all those nooks and crannies feel the same way. 2-1, a victory over Ghana. Personally, doing what they needed to do after Ghana had been the enemy twice before. You heard Jürgen Klinsmann there, the guy pulling the strings, managing, coaching the heck out of this team. And Clint Dempsey just there, who scored an incredible goal a half minute into the game that the U.S. couldn't make stand and ended up having to come back on the heels of an amazing goal by 20-year-old John Brooks. And you say, who? And if you had seen that goal, it was incredible. I think I practically broke my couch in half when I jumped up almost like a Tom Cruise move. Not on purpose. I was just so excited. I was out of my mind. And the U.S. picks up a very big win and gets those 3 points, as Dempsey said. In our virtual green room, Tom Gulley, my friend, soccer aficionado. Tom, I can only imagine how you felt watching this. It was an incredible victory for the U.S., wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you wait 4 years, and you want revenge, and you're all ready, and you're on the edge of your seat thinking this is going to be a slugfest for 90 minutes, and 30 seconds in, you're gifted with just a piece of brilliance by the amazing Clint Dempsey.
Yeah, no kidding. That was wild to see that. And hasn't he now scored in every single World Cup, different eras that he's been involved with, scored in every single one of those eras?
Yes, he has. He's the first American to score in 3 different World Cups.
Wow, that's very, very cool. And you don't see that too often either, do you? That's why I said it's, some people are saying, oh, shocking, because you don't really see that so much right the second you start, right?
No, usually the goals, it takes a few minutes to go. That is the 6th fastest goal that's been scored in World Cup history in just 31 seconds. So it's pretty amazing, and it was an amazing bit of skill that you rarely see in a game, and to get it right off the bat was just such a load off. And, as soccer teams tend to do, when they have that lead, they start to protect it by drawing people into the back, and it was just a matter of time before Ghana equalized, and they did.
So explain what it's like when, because there was injuries. There was a big injury. There were some other injuries that looked like, oh, that the U.S. is dealing with. So some people really had to step up, didn't they?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Josie Altidore, the U.S.'s main striker, pulled a hamstring during the match very early on and had to be subbed out. And Aaron Johansson, another extremely young player, came in and did very well for him. And then you mentioned Jonathan Brooks. And a lot of people were very critical of Jurgen Klinsmann for keeping Landon Donovan off the team and loading the team with these very young, untested players. John Brooks has only played for the United States 5 times, which is a very, very low number, to be appearing at a World Cup. And that just shows you what Jurgen Klinsmann knows that the average American soccer fan does not know, and that is it is a young man's game, and he can see something in these players. And Jonathan Brooks, as you said, scored just a brilliant, brilliant goal in the 86th minute to give the U.S. the win.
Yeah, when you saw Altidore, you mentioned Altidore going down, and is this it for him? He has a hamstring, right, a left hamstring that gave out on him, and then now the U.S. doesn't play until what, Sunday, right?
Yeah, we don't play until Sunday at 6 Eastern against Portugal, and he's being evaluated currently. They don't have a definitive on him. I'm a little more worried about Clint Dempsey, who may have a broken nose.
Ooh.
And as well as he played, you notice after he got that kick in the face, for those who don't think soccer is physical, his game did really slow down quite a bit just because of tremendous heat and humidity in Brazil. So that's another injury probably to keep a close eye on.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that about the conditions in Brazil. It seemed like they were immediately going for water, which of course you would do anyway with the field and whatnot. But the players looked, toward the end of this, exhausted on both sides. Did it look that way to you?
Well, it did, and one thing that you didn't see necessarily during the game was that the area that they played this match in had had huge torrential downpours for several days before this match. So there was a lot of water in the air and in the ground and everywhere else. So they were being cooked pretty well. And as the U.S. players all said, as Jurgen Klinsmann said, they think their fitness is what won them the match. Klinsmann said that he thought they had it wrapped up even after that very late equalizer.
Yeah, wow. And the goaltender, Tim Howard, how good is he?
Tim Howard is probably the U.S.'s best player as far as the rest of the world looks at our team. And that's been the case really for many years, is we have tremendous, spectacular goalkeepers like
Casey Keller and Brad Friedel and Brad Guzan, who plays in the English Premier League. And our goalkeepers have many times been recognized as being world class. So Tim Howard actually is in the Nike animated commercial for the World Cup, the only American in it, and he is the goalkeeper in that commercial. So he's thought well enough of that the entire world looks at Tim Howard and says, this is one of the better goalkeepers in the world.
How big is it for the U.S., Tom, to pick up these 3 points?
It is crucial, and here's why. The U.S. was drawn into the group of death, which has Germany in it, and of course Germany has been in the semifinals of the World Cup more than any other team and is loaded this year. And then Portugal, who has arguably one of the best players in the world, who's kind of injured right now, Cristiano Ronaldo, who probably a lot of the ladies in the audience might know his name. Rather attractive, I've been told. And he's an outstanding player, and the Portuguese team in general is outstanding. So Ghana was a match where the U.S. was slightly an underdog, not hugely an underdog, but probably a bit of an underdog, have to win that match. Because if you don't, you have 0 points, and you're going up against Portugal and Germany. So this was a crucial match for the U.S. to not only just perform well, but really had to win this match. Germany took Portugal apart 4-0, which is good in a way and bad in a way. Portugal now needs a result and will play us extremely tough. The hope is that Germany will beat Ghana and not have to play that hard, having won 2 matches in their third and final match, so that maybe we can get a point from them. But the conventional wisdom is you have to win against Ghana, you have to at least tie Portugal, and then see what the points say you need to do against Germany.
Boy, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch this. So our next matchup, you said it, Sunday, 6 o'clock Eastern. Can't wait for that one. Thanks, Tom, for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Kate. Go USA!
Yeah, go USA. What a thrill to watch that game. It really was. And, you know, I'm someone who knows a little bit about soccer, of all the sports, of all the things that I've covered, but I really get hooked in. I really do. I get really hooked in these World Cup competitions and in beefing up for this and getting ready for it. I just cannot express how exciting it was to watch it. I mean, my phone was just ringing and people were texting me and people I know that aren't even sports fans were watching this and we're getting into it. We're trying to figure out some of the things that were happening and some of the things that Tom just talked about, some of the strategy and what was going on and what were we seeing and what was happening with the players. So bravo, USA. What a way to come out of the gate and take this first one the way they did and to get Ghana off their back and move into those other couple of matches. All right, hang with us. We're booting it to the other side.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Americans have always been ready. to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends tomorrow. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I know some of you are so jazzed up, you're joining the rest of us third shifters, and you watched as the U.S. toppled Ghana 2-1 in their opening World Cup match. They showed cool things that they had going on across the country. In Brooklyn, underneath the bridge, there were hundreds of people. They had a big screen, and they were watching it. There were also people in Grant Park in Chicago, which was awesome. Hundreds of people there. And then there were a couple of other places in Afghanistan. They set up our guys and women so that they could watch and get reaction to that. I guess ESPN had the broadcast, so they had done that. And then there were some other pockets of areas across the U.S. where, same thing, people had all gotten into one place. And of course, pubs and sports bars and whatnot were just bursting at the seams. But I think it's really cool that you had people in these big outdoor areas, too. And I bring this back up again because I got an avalanche of email about the horrible situation in Iraq and, oh, no, boots on the ground, we don't want that, and what's going to happen, and how can we trust and deal with Iran, and a plethora of other things. But I you got, for the first time, a lot of sports comments on the World Cup. And two of them I got, I wanted to mention at the top. One was from Gary, who said, man, in a world where it is nothing but misery that we hear of these shootings and how we're getting jammed up by the nonsense in Washington, the World Cup, the win, the U.S., was such a welcome break from all the chaos that we live in and day out, Kate. I thought that was a good comment. And then I got this one, too, from Reed, who said, USA, there was nothing better for the soul than to watch Team USA beat Ghana the way they did. If you don't like soccer after this, shame on you. I don't know that people are going to be converted to soccer who aren't big soccer fans. But like I said, pretty thrilling stuff. And if you missed it, I'm sure there's replays of it where you can go back and at least watch some of the highlights or, of course, tune into any of the shows that show you the highlights and whatnot. But it was really, really, really cool stuff. All right, not cool. And back to the reality of what is not soccer and feeling pumped out and having all that pride of USA is this flow of illegal immigrants that is like a spigot gone wild that we can't turn off. So, yes, we know we've had this problem. This is nothing new. But it's been magnified times 100 because of all of the kids coming in, small kids, sad. I mean, it's inhumane, some of the things that are happening at the border, who are like 5 and 6 years old. And what's happening with some of the kids is the parents are paying them, you know, paying a coyote to take them over. So there are kids strapped to guys' backs and they're pulling them across the river for up to $1,000. You know, I saw this happen in a heavily populated area, Juarez and El Paso, when I was with the Border Patrol. I watched that. I watched that carrying thing. And back then, I'm sure, the first time I went out the Border Patrol, I'm sure it wasn't $1,000. But so these kids come over, they pay, you know, maybe from Guatemala or from some other place in Central America or South America, they pay the big money they can't afford. And then the Border Patrol picks them up, they get processed, they get a notice to appear before an immigration judge and a bus ticket to wherever in America they might have relatives or friends. So it's like a racket. Day in, day out, this is what you see. Thousands upon thousands of people. They're just exploding at this porous border area that is not a shock to us that we have known about. I've been to this area many times, the Rio Grande Valley, which is in Texas, and it's an area that they cannot stop the flow. It's terrible. They've been pushing and pushing to improve the situation there, but yet nothing has happened. In fact, one of the top Democrats in Texas has complained the loudest. He is a massive critic of the president and how he's handled this crazy crisis. Talking about the fact that you can't just let them come in and stay here because it's this wave of humanity, it's inhumane. And that's what I say. It's inhumane. So I agree with the Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar, who says that this is wrong. He's absolutely right. It's wrong. And it's been handled badly from the get-go. And they're overwhelmed. The Border Patrol, how would you like to work for the Border Patrol? The Border Patrol is just overwhelmed. This massive influx of kids that are by themselves. And now the Border Patrol, what they normally do, they're taking off what they normally would do because they have to cope with these unattended kids. from last October, they say, to the end of May, 162,000 people from countries other than Mexico have entered the United States across that border, the southern border. That's a 100% increase from the previous year, 100%. Rio Grande Valley, three quarters of the people are coming in that way. And you want to know the staggering statistic that will blow your mind? I mean, this isn't exaggerated in any way. They have the hard stats on this. 47,000. Let me say it again. 47,000 kids by themselves from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua. Sent, just go, make the journey. I hope you make it to the United States because you need to do it. This is your ticket. This is your dream. And being by themselves, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, that's not good. They can't be sent back right away. They can't be left alone in the United States. What, they're going to just fend for themselves, see how they do? They're supposed to go to the Department of Health and Human Services, really within the first 72 hours, but because there's so many of them, they can't do it. So they're in Border Patrol stations sometimes much longer than you would believe. And then you have families who are racing to get across the border because they know with our law they won't be deported right away. So many of them are in different stages. They say a lot of women who are pregnant, I mean, really pregnant, are coming over because then they can have a kid born on American soil who's an American citizen and they can get a better life. The thought is, well, they'll get a better life than the life that we have. And Honduras, I hear, it's just the worst crisis. You know, we are connected. America Tonight is connected by a wonderful program called Children International. And young Daniel is a child that we adopted who we help support and is doing well. Now I think it's been 6 years. And he writes me notes and he's an incredibly bright boy who's being raised by a single mother because the father took off and we went to visit him in Guayaquil, Ecuador. And they told me, they work with Honduras, and they told me how bad it was in Honduras, and now it's gotten worse. So the mothers, the parents, are saying, you know, we got to get them out. And if they can get to the United States and have a child in the United States, then they feel like they have a better chance instead of having to deal with gang violence and a brutal economy and no future is how many of them describe it. And unfortunately, sometimes with the kids, what happens is they try to nab the kids. They try to steal the kids. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that plight? And Central America has just been a cesspool with crime and economic hardships. So why not take the chance? That's the thought, especially with the policies now. Get to the United States. Get here as soon as possible. Because the Deferred Action Program lets them stay longer and maybe even get legitimate work. And if you're a pregnant woman or you're part of a family, they say they give you a piece of paper where you promise to show up in 90 days, and that's it. I mean, and here's the thing. Are they going to show up in 90 days? No. They're going to disappear. That's what they're going to do. They're going to disappear and try to make a better way or find their family, whatever it is. So this nightmare continues, and it continues to get worse. It continues to get worse. What do? It goes back to the whole thing with the border again. And why something wasn't done sooner. What do you say, America? If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-8. 855-266-5283.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Time for a little odds and ends with me, Kate Delaney, here as we make the final couple of passes on our way to the exits here for this hour of America tonight. One of the saddest things that we see is the horrific pictures that we're just in awe of because we can't believe what we're seeing when we look at the tornadoes, let's be honest. And have you ever seen a twin tornado? Boy, if you see a twin tornado, you better hope you can get out of its way. So they say now at least one person is dead, 16 critically injured. You had tornadoes that suddenly touched down about a mile apart. One just ripped through this town called Pilger, which is about 100 miles northwest, give or take, of Omaha. And I lived in Nebraska when I first got out of college. It was my first job for less than a year. The people were great. I lived in a place called Kearney, Nebraska, and I was very familiar with tornadoes. I might have talked about this on the air before because I didn't really grow up in a tornado area. And sirens were common, and people told me what to do if the sirens went off. And being in the news, the television news business, and having to cover it, I saw some pretty incredible devastation, some awful things that happened to people. The Nebraska governor declared a state of emergency. The National Guard's trying to help however they can because you have cleanup. He had 16 that were injured, so they've been taken to several different hospitals. It's pretty bad. I mean, of course, the cuts, the bruises, that kind of thing. there were a few that had just a few minor problems, but there were a lot of people that got really racked by this. There were two hazardous material problems. They had storage areas that had grain and corn. The corn is covering the town because it just was slammed all over the place. And there is so much that was ripped up in and around this small, small town. They have a shelter. It's open, and they're trying to get people in who need food or water or showers or cots or whatever, but they say devastation is the only word you can use for it, that so much was damaged. The middle school, damaged, heavily damaged by the tornado. And there was damage from the tornadoes also in some neighboring counties. So this thing raged for a little bit. And in central Nebraska, they also had another tornado on the ground. But have you ever seen Twin Towers? I mean, really massive Twin Towers. It was scary to watch it. They touched down about a mile, roughly a mile of each other. And people looked up and saw that. And, of course, so homes, businesses. And this is a town of about 350 people. That is a rough thing to deal with. The faster we get the information, the better. And they're trying to do that. Matt Johnson, the technical director of the show, and I were talking in the break about the fact that many of us get text messages living in an area that it gets weather, hail and tornadoes. Immediately I get a text message if something's going on. So I know that there's funnel clouds that have been spotted or whatever it might be. But depressing to see this, these lives that are hanging in the balance, and let's hope they pull through, and just being in the wrong place when these two clouds went down. We started this show at the top talking about the 275 troops that went to Iraq, and now here we are sending troops in again. Very eerie, isn't it? When we think of all the years served, more than 4,000 killed, and so many countless others missing limbs. And how crazy people were to end the situation in Iraq and get out of there. And here we are back again to try to do whatever we can against ISIS, which is the group who has the most money of all the terror groups. He's recruiting right and left. Is there any possibility of diplomacy in that country? It surely does not look like it at this point. Surely does not look like it. A couple of other things. Baseball Hall of Famer Tony Gwynn, who I had the privilege to meet at one of the All-Star Games, just 54 years old, over 3,000 hits, 3,100 in fact to be exact, was in baseball, the great game of baseball, for two decades. What an incredible hitter Tony Gwynn was, and he really studied the game. 338 career batting average, one of the highest on record. Won 8 National League batting titles, played in 2 World Series. Retired in 2001, coached San Diego State University, and he had just signed a 1-year extension as the school's head coach last Wednesday. Very, very sad. He was on medical leave since late March. He had cancer, but his battle with cancer started in 2009. They found a malignant tumor that they had to remove from his right cheek, and he was a guy who chewed tobacco. He had that habit. So the cancer returned a couple of times, and they tried radiation to shrink the tumor in 2012. Gwynne said it was traumatic because, like some of the other people who experienced this, he thought he had it beat, and then it came back. Class guy, class act, from everything I've heard from other people and my brief time interviewing him. 15-time All-Star, inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2007. That was big, big time. His Cal Ripken was also inducted. He spread laughter and goodwill wherever he went. Very sad to see what happened to Tony Gwynne. And he has a wife, a daughter, and a son. In fact, his son, Tony Jr., plays for the Philadelphia Phillies. Tony Gwynne, dead at the age of 45, or 54, rather. For people who know the great game of baseball, they know Tony Gwynne. It's been an interesting start to the week because we had Casey Kasem, who died over the weekend. We'd heard all the crazy things that were going on with Casey Kasem. Mr. Top 40, how could you be anywhere driving in your car back in the day, certainly, and not too long ago, without hearing Casey Kasem's voice? And in between, we read what was happening, and now he's at peace. And he had a terrible, terrible disease that he was fighting for now a couple of years. And it zapped his energy and everything else in between. That's why he was described as having dementia. It was so hard to fight back on that. All right, let's leave you with something else. How about something positive? Tracy Morgan, remember he was in that awful accident on the Jersey Turnpike. He's been upgraded to fair condition. He was in critical condition after the accident, but now, several surgeries later, he is in much better shape. Much better shape. I remember him on Saturday Night Live, then he was on 30 Rock. He had broken ribs, a broken leg. June 7th was when that crash happened on the Turnpike. A crash that killed somebody who wrote for him and was a fellow comedian, James McNair, and seriously injured two other people. The truck driver, the truck driver, pled not guilty to death by auto and assault by auto charges. So a criminal complaint says that he hadn't slept in more than 24 hours. It brought up that whole conversation about sleeping, not getting enough sleep, and then driving, and how dangerous that is for everybody else on the road.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.